Where I live in California, Halloween is extra popular this year. We're still weeks away from Halloween night, but spooky decorations have been up for a month. Maybe it's because there are so many coolly designed skeletons, witches, ghosts, and spiders to buy. Some of them are ultra scary and real looking. So, you know what? I'm making sure I do my neighborhood walking in the daylight. So I was on my morning dog walk, and as I rounded one residential corner, I noticed that a decorative skeleton that had once been struggling to come out of the grass in this particular yard must have made it out. He was now missing. The owner of the house was outside, so I asked, "Hey, it looks like your skeleton finally made it out of the lawn, huh?" The owner answered, "Only because he had help. Someone took him last night." Ugh. Took. It's a kind word for stole. The owner then let me know how he really felt with no words left out. Oof. I walked away feeling this guy's angry energy. The skeleton thief's negative impact was multiplying. Energy. Positive or negative, the words, attitudes, and actions we toss into the world have an impact. Like a broken umbrella in the rain. Like a car that won't start on a chilly morning. Like realizing you're a day late paying the credit card bill. Like the first bite of a favorite pizza. Like the inspiring ending of a great movie. Like the sight of your tail wagging dog when you get home. Good and bad, others feel us. And what they feel from us has the power to impact what they pass forward. So later that same skeleton disappearing day, I was reading the daily blog of a guy I followed named Seth Godin. I don't know Seth personally, but he has been kind to personally respond to a couple of my emails on the past. On this particular day, he wrote about kindness, and his blog prompted me to send this world-famous business and marketing guru an email. I wrote, "You're a good guy, Seth. Thank you for the kindness you continually shine. With gratitude, Sean." Seth wrote back to me, "Thanks, Sean. Keep leading. It matters." Wow. You know, for me, getting a response back from Seth was a pretty big deal. It felt as energy-giving to me as making a birdie on a golf course's toughest hole. His response positively energized my day. So is it positive? Or is it negative? That's what we should wonder about the energy we toss into the world. Do we know? Do I know? Do you know? We quickly notice what the energy waves of others feel like, but are we as aware of noticing the impact of our own energy waves? Others are definitely feeling what we're giving off. So what is it? We should know, because it matters. Unless, of course, we couldn't care less, like energy-stealing skeleton thieves. Thank you so much for listening to this week's blog. I hope that you create a great week. I hope that your week is rich with positive energy that you feel and that you pass forward. Gratitude.